Hello, and welcome to In the Limelight, Vanity Fair's entertainment and pop culture podcast. I'm Josh Duboff, Vanity Fair's senior writer, and I'm here with Julie Miller, Vanity Fair's senior Hollywood writer.
On In the Limelight, we analyze the ins and outs of pop culture, entertainment, and celebrity from the past week, from the Kardashians to Kate Middleton and everything in between.
On this week's episode, we will discuss Prince Harry's weekend of partying, Bradley Cooper's interesting Tahitian vacation.
We'll also check out a new detail about Leonardo DiCaprio's Malibu 4th of July weekend, which, as you remember, of course, Josh and I lovingly recapped on last week's episode.
I know, we'll get to it later, but when I saw that detail, I was like, I can't believe, you know, that wasn't for me and Julie. So I guess to begin with, one of our tried and true favorite people to discuss, Prince Harry, he had an interesting weekend. So this is per people. The royal was spotted at the British Summertime Festival in Hyde Park on Saturday night, where the Killers headlined the show. Donning a button-up blue shirt and baseball cap, Harry casually drank beer and snapped selfies with pals.
First question, though, where are these selfies? Like, as you would expect, the Daily Mail devoted an 18-slide slideshow
to these photos.
Like, paparazzi lens photos of Prince Harry essentially just drinking beer, smiling, giving a thumbs up to the occasional photographer, and snapping selfies, but no selfie has yet emerged.
And I saw this one photo a bunch of times, which is like the main focus of this Daily Mail report too, where it's a blonde woman in this kind of fedora-y hat, and she's wearing, is that a handkerchief around her neck? I'm not sure what we call that.
As you can tell, Josh and I have never been to a music festival. Yes. You know how all those girls wear like cute bandanas around their neck? I guess you call it like a neckerchief.
Meanwhile, I'm like, is that a handkerchief, Julie? But I like that the Daily Mail says the unknown blonde was dressed down for the gig in jeans and a white t-shirt, but she's already known as the unknown blonde. And I feel like this, if I know the Daily Mail, which I do at this point, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, they are going to figure out who this unknown, I can't believe that actually they didn't already figure out who this unknown blonde is, but there's going to be days worth of reports about whoever this fedora wearing, beer toting, handkerchief adorned blonde is.
And it's not even like they're displaying any sign of like affection. She's just in the same box as Prince Harry. But I feel like Daily Mail would have tracked down the closest woman within like a mile perimeter.
And gotten the full deal. Like, I'm surprised we don't have child photos from her high school yearbook and like childhood friends explaining what her motivations are. But already in the Daily Mail report, it says Harry, 32, could be seen enjoying bottles of beer and snapping selfies with a pretty blonde friend. Oh, so she's unknown blonde in some places, pretty blonde friend in other places.
Oh, I like that they just kind of add that in, just that extra dig for, you know, Meghan, who's reading at home. By the way, did you see the next part of People's Report? It's such a dig to
Meghan. Let me see. Wait. Can we note the subtle burn of Meghan? That's Julie saying that. Can we please note the subtle burn of Meghan? Noticeably absent from the festivities was his girlfriend of over a year, Meghan Markle. The 35-year-old actress is most likely at home in Toronto, Canada, where she films Suits. That's cold. Also, right. Most likely at home. We don't know what she's doing.
Right. Maybe Meghan was out having such a good time with her friends that she didn't even notice that Harry was also out and like not responding to texts.
And I do not feel Meghan's old at all at 35, but I feel like adding the age there was like their own little kind of subtle jab in a way. I feel like they were trying to make Meghan feel lame, which you aren't, Meghan, but you know, that's really funny. But I'm also just interested that he went to this festival. I guess he, you know, live his life, you know, he shouldn't hold back in any way, but, you know, he obviously knows he's going to get photographed.
Right. And a few things I picked up on, obviously I scrolled through all 18.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait to hear.
Daily Mail slideshow. One, Prince Harry wears these beaded bracelets. I wonder where they came from. Has he always worn beaded bracelets? This is
a weird thing to observe. No, he has that one. Are you talking about, I'm trying to look through the photos, because he has a matching one with Meghan.
Oh, okay. Well, now it seems like he has quite a few.
I'm looking at this one. It's like a caption of him. It's like he's smiling in a baseball hat, just kind of looking right at the camera. Obviously, I don't think he knows he's being photographed, though. And there's like a flower arrangement in front of him. And the caption just says, there was no sign of the prince's girlfriend of a year. I like how they just slot that in there. It doesn't even matter what's happening in the photo. They're just going to like remind you Meghan was nowhere to be seen.
Prince Harry could literally be pumping gas at a gas station and the Daily Mail would write in that caption, there was no sign of Meghan Markle.
Okay, I'm seeing these bracelets you were discussing. I don't think those are the Meghan bracelets, actually.
Another takeaway, it looks as though if this phone Prince Harry's taking photos with is his own, it looks like he has a clear phone cover with what looks to be like a Chinese fortune that they give you in like little fortune cookies inside, like between the phone and the case. So he always sees whatever is on this fortune cookie thing. Mm-hmm. Does that look right, Josh? Or am I like very much over?
No, that's incredible. I see exactly what you're talking about in the selfie with the fedora girl. But what do we think the fortune says is the question.
Right, because when you're Prince Harry, like what kind of fortune do you even need at that point? Like if I would just like not even bother opening up the fortune cookie because you're already...
I mean, the fortune probably is something in the vein... You're going to meet a lifestyle blogger / actress in the next 6 weeks or something. And then that was right before he met Meghan. So then he kept it. That's my guess.
We can only hope.
I agree, though, that he doesn't seem like the type to be overly sentimental and keep a fortune. So it must have been something quite memorable. I don't know. I mean, he's having a blast. My other takeaway was that I can't believe he's at a Killers show. Like, I loved the Killers when I was in, you know, high school, college. I don't even know when it was. It's not the most, he's not, you know, the Killers are great, but I thought maybe he'd be a little bit more up on the, you know, current musical forefront.
Wow. Well, Hyde Park is very close to Kensington Palace. It's like right down the street, if that. So, I mean, yeah. Maybe he just stopped by. Maybe he just wanted to hang out with friends. Like, I'm...
There's another really weird photo. Did you see the one at the end where the friend took a photo with him? Like this like male friend?
No.
This guy in the white shirt, and then Harry's kind of has his hand on his shoulder to kind of, I don't know, somehow stop him maybe from taking the photo, but he's trying to take a photo of them. I don't know. Harry.
The friend who looks like Chris Messina.
Yes, the friend who looks like Chris Messina. And he looks, I mean, it looks like they're having a blast. I don't know. Wow, this does look a lot like Chris Messina. Was Chris Messina hanging out with Prince Harry?
There is one angle where it doesn't look as much like him, but I want to believe that Prince Harry's just a huge fan of the Mindy Project.
So, Julie, what do we read and what do we make of the whole situation? Like, what do we think of this outing, these photos? Do we think this shows things are going well with him and Meghan? Do we not read into it at all in relationship to Meghan? Do we think he just, you know, he's at a music festival. That's the end of that.
I actually don't want to read into this about Meghan because every single Daily Mail caption is about how Meghan wasn't present and that people burn is just so unnecessary, so gratuitous. Like Meghan was probably at home. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I think he's just having his fun. I think, you know, we talked in the past when they went to Pippa's wedding and all the reports came out that said he, you know, perhaps wasn't able to drink or like be his normal partying self because of Meghan's influence. So I think it's kind of nice to see maybe that they're both just doing their thing.
Right. He was drinking Heineken out of the bottle here. It looks like he's having fun, but like he's very much in control.
Which also was the kind of beer he was drinking when I met him. Not to bring it back to that for the 80th time.
And also, wasn't there also a mystery woman in a fedora?
Yes, that is true. When I get not the same. I can tell you with definitive authority that that was not the same woman when I met him. That was around town. But yeah, he loves a blonde in a fedora.
Josh, if you had to put your life savings on when, like, the engagement will be announced.
I would say probably September.
I'm going to guess holiday season, like December.
Of this year. Yeah. And we know Suits is about to come back. I hope everyone's prepared and ready. I think it comes back this Wednesday.
We need to check in with your mom because your mom watches Suits regularly.
Yeah, she
always has some good insight.
She always has some good insight on what's going on. We know that, you know, the show is about to have its 100th episode this season. Meghan.
Centennial.
The queen turned 90, suits turned 100, and they're equally important. Maybe this will finally be when Julie and I watch an episode. We've been daring each other to watch one for... Oh, no, Julie did watch one. You did. You recapped one episode for us.
Even when I just scanned through it just to her scenes, I didn't, like, actually put forth the whole episode.
Yeah, but, you know, Meghan's doing her thing. Harry's at his music festival. They're both doing great. Good for them.
Good for them. On to another exciting, I guess, excursion over the weekend. This one featuring Bradley Cooper. And Josh, do you want to set this up? Because you first discovered this and sent it to me.
Yeah, featuring Bradley Cooper and a friend of the podcast, Allison Williams, and former guest. This was actually sent to me by a friend of the podcast, Britt. He sent me the Instagram, and he said that it was posted by DVF, Diane Van Furstenberg, and it said... Like, oh gosh, we need to read the exact caption because it's really special. So DVF, I guess, was on some sort of, I don't know, like Tahiti vacation. And she, I guess, was with this crew. And her caption is part of the funnest group ever, which, by the way, just already the funnest group ever, by Tahiti. And pictured, we see Bradley Cooper, Irina Shayk, Anderson Cooper, and his partner, boyfriend, I don't know if they're married. We'll check that. Benjamin. And then Allison Williams and Ricky Van Veen, her husband. So it's quite the six sum here.
Quite the six sum. And I just love that, like, Bradley Cooper is in this homemade... He, like, obviously cut the sleeves off of this tank top, or this, it was a t-shirt. He's in a homemade tank top, grinning, like, full beard, sunglasses, and usually just, like, that Instagram alone of him in a boat at sea would be, like, enough to, like, warrant a people.com, like, retrospective on his, like, vacation habits. But, like, the fact that it's this random group is just insane.
There's a lot going on here, and I feel like I kept... finding my attention pulled to different parts of the photo. I was just staring at it for like 7 minutes. At first, I was really taken in by Bradley's shirt because I was trying to figure out what it was. Can we figure? I don't know if we can figure it.
I think it's Live Nation. It's a Live Nation shirt, right?
Oh, okay. I guess I didn't need to spend much more time
Josh
on that.
Was underwhelmed.
And then I was kind of trying to figure out. I mean, there's just a lot happening. Irina Shayk is kind of... It took me a while to figure out, like, making sure it was her.
And she looks incredible. She's in a bikini.
She had a baby, what, like 3 weeks ago? I showed Kelly, our colleague, this photo this morning. And her first thought was, where's their baby? Which was a good point.
I know. I also want to know if the baby's on vacation because I don't think the world has seen...
Their baby. Do we know the name?
This baby... Yes, the baby has an incredible name, which I wrote down here somewhere.
Oh.
Leah Desen. How do you say it? Shayk? How do you say that, Josh?
Yeah, we'll go with Shayk.
Okay, Leah Desen Shayk Cooper. Leah of the Sen. Because Bradley Cooper's a very big fan of the French and speaks French. So I assume that's like some nod to...
Yeah. And then, okay, so then other interesting things here is that Andy Cohen was on the vacation too, but was not in the Instagram. And I feel like it's unlike him, and I was kind of surprised that he didn't figure out a way to get himself into this Instagram.
Right. Did he Instagram at all, though? Diane von Furstenberg Instagrammed a few other just like generic backgrounds, as did Irina.
I mean, this is quite... So if you were on this vacation, Julie, who would you want to take aside for a private boat ride? Of this...
I think Andy...
Of this eight. Of this eight. Of this whole eight. No, and of anyone in the eight, you can take Andy. Is that what you were going to say?
I would take Andy Cohen because I think he would be the most fun, and also he would have the most gossip about what's going on with all of these people on the boat. Like,
yeah.
He would have cornered every single person up until that point, maybe pitted like one group of friends against
yeah.
the other, and he would know what was going on.
I really want to know what the dramas were here because I feel like there must have been dramas. like who wasn't getting along, who did Irina want to throw off the boat, you know, who is, you know, Ricky not talking to. Like, I want to know it all, because I feel like there must have been something, you know, especially like with this crew, there must have been some sort of interesting behind the scenes shenanigans.
Right. And Bradley Cooper was just shooting A Star Is Born, his A Star Is Born remake with Lady Gaga. So like, what kind of behind the scenes scoop did he give to Allison? As we know, Allison is very musically adept. Like, is there a part for her?
I think we need to have Allison back on the podcast to ask her just about this Instagram, because I feel like there's a lot to pick at here.
Also, did they all stay on like the same compound?
Yeah, like, and how does this vacation come about? Like, was Diamond Furstenberg just like, this is my dream crew, and she sends out the paperless post, or does she text?
Right, because she's married to Barry Diller, so I'm sure she has some fabulous place in Tahiti.
Also, I'm curious if you get, you know how sometimes you want to go, once you get one person to go to a party, you get everybody? Like, I wonder if somehow she got, like, you know, Bradley Cooper to say he was going to come, and then everyone was like, oh, I'm in, you know? Like, maybe it's a once one person's in, everyone's in kind of thing.
Right. So out of this group, who was the one person who was, like, always wanting to do, like, the fun activities, like, go surfing, go snorkeling? He was the real daredevil. And who was the one who, like, didn't want to leave the chair?
Okay, so going off of this picture alone, I'm going to say Benjamin, Anderson's boyfriend, was the one that was wanting to do the crazy group activities. He looks the most raring to go here. You know, I feel like he doesn't, you know, he's just sort of wanting to have a fun vacation. You know, why doesn't everyone else want to go surfing? I feel like Ricky wanted to read on the beach more. That's my, I'm going off of this photo alone. What's your assessment?
I also think Bradley Cooper was very much into like bike riding.
Oh, yeah.
Think of him like out in the wild. I always think of his Silver Linings Playbook character, like super excited and kind of manic.
Yeah.
So I can just see him like, I don't know. Hey guys, I heard about this like kayak rental. Let's try it out.
I think I could see Bradley wanting to do sort of off the beat. Also, Bradley's look here, I feel like we haven't given enough. What's happening? Like the long.
I like it. I think it's a good vacation.
Oh my goodness. We're learning a lot about Julie's preferences here. It's kind of to me like a castaway verging look. Like it's getting a little scraggly.
Well, they are essentially. Casta.
Yeah, I agree. But everyone else looks almost red carpet ready here. No?
I mean, again, I attribute this to he was just like swimming and in the water. So he just like pulled his hair back. He didn't realize DVF was going to take a photo and put it on Instagram.
My other question is, do we think DVF got everyone's approval to post the gram?
No, I think she was the party host. And as such, she got to post
whatever she wants.
She put it on social media.
So she just was going for it. Also, interesting separate. Gosh, I actually want to like write an American Studies thesis on this picture. There is Anderson Cooper's wetsuit is also confusing to me a little bit. Like, why is he so he's dressed as if he's ready to go on a deep sea diving mission?
Right. Maybe it's just a rash guard. Maybe he's very
pale skin, like us. Yeah, like when we got burned in LA, or I got burned in LA last week.
I'm very defensive just because I feel like anyone who's ever taken a vacation photo of me, I've looked terrible and like bloated from all the drinking and like salty foods.
Yeah.
And not wearing makeup. So
I feel like that's a really good transition into our next topic, which is Leonardo DiCaprio's dad bod. So this connects back to our episode last week when we, in great detail, discussed going to a party in Malibu that ended up being at Leonardo DiCaprio's former home, or one of his former homes, his former beach home in Malibu, now a property which I guess you can rent for $200,000 a month. But we, as we mentioned, we saw Leo enter with Elon Musk and Orlando Bloom and kind of go right into this house where they ordered pizzas and where we didn't really get to see much of Leo because he kind of just went into the house and then left with Orlando.
And just so you have a visual, the party was like pulsing with, I'd say, 300 to 400 like hot 20 somethings who would be featured on a Hills episode. Like Josh and I did not fit, but they were all partying like outside. And Leo and Orlando came in, trailed by Elon and their security detail, and went in the home.
and we've gotten to talk on this podcast a bunch, but I think it's pretty much, you know, a known quantity. Leo's sort of persona at this point is one of which, you know, he doesn't really give much concern, it seems, to his sort of general demeanor. You know, he does his thing. He's Leonardo DiCaprio.
Right.
Yeah, he doesn't have to worry about anything in terms of the way any of us do about how we might appear to the world.
He could have been wearing what Bradley Cooper was wearing on that lifeboat into the party with the rash guard.
Yeah.
That Anderson was wearing, and like, why should anyone care? He's Leonardo DiCaprio, he has an Oscar.
Exactly. So that being said, today I see that Page Six has written this report about his dad bod at this it must be the same party. It can't be any other party. We're just going to go ahead and say. And the article says that he was overheard boasting about his workout habits or lack thereof at a pre-4th of July bash in Malibu, California.
It was a party at this private estate, the Page Six account goes on. He was drinking his beer and bragging to these models about how he doesn't work out, a spy told us.
Okay, so the only thing that doesn't quite track, I guess, Julie, is that he wasn't really talking to models at our party.
Right, or drinking beer, unless he was doing it inside. It was at a private estate. It was a pre-4th of July bash in Malibu, California.
Right. But something, it could have been, you know, I'm sure he went to many a soiree in the weekend before the 4th.
Right. And we didn't really need an anonymous, like, model to tell us anything about him being proud of his dad bod, because we pretty much inferred that from, like, the pizza.
I feel like that should be, like, the slogan for this podcast. We don't need an anonymous model telling us what's up. Yeah, I agree. I don't know. It could have been our party, it could have not. But the point is that there's this whole post now about him, you know, I guess. But, like, I don't know. It also doesn't feel to me like something's a little... Maybe I'm giving Leo, I don't know, I guess I'm giving Leo the benefit of the doubt here. I don't really feel like he would brag about how he doesn't work out, do you?
No.
I feel like he would just...
My, like, pizza, delivery pizza caravan, like, speak for itself.
Right, I feel like the facts are out there. I don't really feel as though, I don't know, it doesn't strike me, it's sort of, he doesn't strike me as the type to be necessarily getting into great detail about his, you know, anything about his hygiene or exercise regimen.
Another point of dispute is that Josh and I, when Leo got to the party, we watched these people just stumble around. Secondly, we watched this man walk into the party and fall in like slow motion onto the asphalt. So I don't think like any coherent conversations about like fitness or bodily health were really taking place.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's like, I don't know. We're on Team Leo here, I feel. Wow, this is really showing our true, I feel like this is bringing out like our truest allegiance. We've never felt so much like affection for him. No, I don't know.
That's true.
What a few people have asked me since our last podcast, though, in which I really, if anyone has tips on this, please send them along, is people want more information on the model Orlando Bloom approach that we discussed last week.
I know. I wish I knew who she was. She definitely should be someone. She should have like a reality show.
And when I've told the story or when people have heard on the podcast, they've asked me like, did they leave together? Did he get her number? And we don't really know. We just know that he went to get her drink order. Her friends were all very excited about it. He brought her the drinks, right?
He brought her the drinks, and then he left.
And then he left. We don't know. It could be a really unfinished businessy sort of like misconnections, you know.
It was not a lengthy goodbye, but like Leo was very much leading this caravan of people, and when he is ready to go, you go.
Yeah, so I guess that's true. Maybe that, you know, that was just the end. Well, you know, but anyways, if you have information on what Orlando and this model, this relationship is, / Leonardo DiCaprio's exercise regimen, let us know.
I know. I just want to believe that Leo and Orlando are still all summer just cruising up and down the PCH in that SUV.
I know. So, Julie, we both have exciting events coming up this week. Julie is going to the ESPYs.
Yes, I'm going to the ESPYs on Wednesday, which obviously they invited me because I know so much about sports.
Right.
So I'm going to be backstage and then at an after party that Vanity Fair is hosting. So that's very exciting. Josh, are there any athletes we're excited?
I don't know.
I think.
I think. Who are the, I mean, I think anyone who is, I'm trying to think of the athletes that are tangentially related to celebrity, but I feel like you'll get, like, will Drake be there? I feel like he would be there. Or,
Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman, our favorite sports fan. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like the ESPYs always draws a kind of interesting, eclectic group.
A weird mishmash. But I'm excited. I will have a lot to report. I'll take a lot of notes and a lot of Snapchats.
Yeah, so that'll be coming. I'm going to the Raf Simons fashion show tomorrow night for New York Fashion Week. And it's or Men's Fashion Week. But I guess I don't know if I should say this, but I'm going to anyway. Apparently Jake Gyllenhaal is supposed to be there. By the time this comes out, the show will have already happened, so I can say it.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm excited to, I don't know what I should ask Jake, but I will ask him something.
What are you going to wear?
I know. That's the biggest concern is what one wears to a very, very cool Men's Fashion Week. I feel like every week we have to make apologies for that. We don't really know anything about fashion and sports, but yet we continue to throw ourselves in these scenarios where we're confronted with them in the most intense way one can possibly be confronted with them.
Right. Well, I like the blazer for those who just wearing this very sporty. It's a gray blazer. It looks very nice. It's like over kind of an uncollared white shirt.
Yeah, someone in our fashion department whose name will remain nameless told me once that that's like a good look for me to try. Like a t-shirt with a blazer.
I love that.
It's like mixing high and low.
What other celebrities are you going to see at this fashion?
Well, I got the tip sheet and Jake is kind of the only one. Oh, Ashton Saunders from Moonlight.
Oh, nice.
Who's very cool. I saw him at one of the pre-Oscars events. There weren't really, I imagine it's the kind of thing where there might be celebrities that show up that aren't on the tip sheet that I'll find out when I get there. But Jake, to me, is the big one. So, I don't know. He means a lot to me.
Oh, big party Tuesday and party Wednesday for us.
I know. So next week we'll have a lot to add about those experiences, I guess. While I'm hobnobbing with like these fashion elite, Julie will be with Steph Curry and company. That does it for this week's episode of In the Limelight. Thank you so much for listening. Please remember to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It really helps us out. We love to hear what you guys have to say.
Also, feel free to reach out to us on Twitter at In the Limelight to further discuss any of these subjects. You can also follow us individually. I'm at Julie W. Miller.
And I'm at Jay Duboff. We also have an Instagram, In the Limelight Pod. This episode was produced and edited by Jordan Bell. Thanks to Andy Bowers at Panoply, and thank you guys for joining us. We'll talk to you next week, and until then, no bad energy.